The new housing development in Hastings, Villas at Pleasant, is about to start work on their model home and break ground on their already claimed lots. There has been a slight delay in the timeline, but developer Stuart Simek says that they are less than 30 days off their projected start date. Stuart shares construction details and what to expect from the new neighborhood.
32 homes that will be built in the development. We have 17 with reservations on them right now. Basically, we've got all of our utilities in. We've got electric, water, and sewer, and those have all are being tested right now, and then we'll be moving forward the next crew in there. We're hoping to break ground here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll be putting a foundation in for the model home, and then we will be reaching out to our lot reservation. You know, realistically, with some of the delays that are going on that everyone's talking about, you know, whether it's appliances, whether it's construction materials, you're probably going to be in that 5 to 6 month range from the time you break ground on a home until the time it's completed. For people who maybe aren't aware, it's not a age restricted, it's an age targeted community. 55 plus, anyone can live there, but most of our buyers are, you know, generally 55 plus. Some are still working, and some have been, you know, retired for 10 years. The majority have been from the immediate Hastings area. One of the important things is that we are offering single level living. We're not offering basements. If somebody has a need for additional space, we can build a bonus room. You know, you pull up into one of these homes, you're not going to have steps going into the garage. You're not going to have steps going into the house. You're not going to have steps going out to your patio. We see a lot of other villa type products. You know, they have steps. Other villas out there that have a basement. Our audience, our buyer, they're looking to transition away from steps so ultimately they can age in place.